Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And a good Monday evening to you. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Lansing's three high schools failing to meet adequate yearly progress goals. The announcement made today. I'll talk to Lansing Schools Superintendent Dr. T.C. Wallace Jr. to find out why. And new legislation being proposed to ban foreign laws in Michigan. It's a move that some state Muslim groups are opposing. I'll discuss the issue with the state representative behind the legislation. But first, several state lawmakers today meeting with bars and restaurant owners who say that Michigan's smoking ban in public places is seriously hurting their business. To talk about just how much of a negative impact the law is having and what can be done to help these businesses, I'm joined by one of the legislators involved in today's meeting, Democratic State Representative Doug Geis. Welcome to the program, Doug.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I know you just got out of the meeting, and there have been so many responses to the state's smoking ban. Some businesses say they've had more patrons, others say much fewer. What's the real impact on most of Michigan's bars and restaurants since the ban took effect over a year ago?
Well, as an engineer, I always like to see data instead of anecdotal, and I think, you know, what you've just mentioned is probably more anecdotal. And coming out of this meeting today, they provided data. And, you know, in my own county of, Wayne County, 25% business drop. Some other counties, you know, further up north, I'm looking at, tell you right now, Menominee, down about, between 26% and 39%.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne County is down, as I mentioned, 25%.
Okay.
Shiawassee down 40%. Depending on where you're at, there's different impacts, but across the board, the numbers are down, and the data shows that. Whether or not you look at, you can look at the state of Michigan's own data. The Michigan lottery sales are down with Keno. Liquor sales are down, that shouldn't be the only reason to revisit this. When this bill went through originally, we didn't have the information. There was a lot of, innuendos about what worked other places or, what would work here.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got firsthand data from our own people. And so that's why, I'm interested in revisiting this law.
I mean, do you think the ban itself was a little overstated? I mean, do you really think that some smoking in bars and restaurants was having such a real impact on the health of patrons and workers?
Well, I guess the thing that I even asked back when this whole debate was going on, whether or not it was in our caucus or before the committee, is if this is what you're truly passionate about and this is what you're going after, then why aren't we consistent on all aspects within the state of Michigan? If you look at nail salons, if you look at the material safety data sheets on the chemicals that are used in nail salons, should we ban women being able to bring their children into nail salons? Aren't we worried about the chemicals that, people that work at Zug Island or down in the salt mines breathe in every day or mm-hmm. on the assembly line or even in McDonald's, if you look at there are toxic smoke coming off of grills. So every person that works in a McDonald's, the guy sitting back there flipping your burgers is being impacted. So why is it this particular legal product that you're singling out in terms of trying to, I suppose, save the world or save people from themselves?
Now, before we get to that question, I do want to present one proposal or one idea that advocates of the smoking ban say that, look, this drop in business, that is really a reflection of the economy and not the ban itself. The fact that a lot of people just don't have the money to go out to dinner and drinks at this point. Could that be a legitimate argument?
Not according to the people I just met with, and these are the people that actually are the small business owners. They started to see, rebound in 2009 and up until they hit May of 2010. And what they all said pretty much to a T is, they sock away money because there's been ups and downs in the economy. Well, you know, going back, some of these folks have been in business 30, 40 years, and they understand that there will be, you know, a cyclical aspect to their business, whether or not it's from summer to winter,
mm-hmm.
or you know, over a decade. This is completely different. I mean, where people have left and aren't coming back. If they do, you know, it's to have a couple beers, and at 30 cent profit on a beer, I mean, I guess you gotta sell them a heck of a lot of beers to
mm-hmm.
keep the place open.
I'm talking to Democratic State Representative Doug Geis. You know, Doug, the ban, it was considered for about a decade before it was finally passed. Why did the legislature institute such a complete one that didn't allow any smoking areas, didn't allow smoking outside? Why was it just such a harsh ban?
Well, it's interesting. If you look at the legislation that was passed, you know, the first definition in there is what does it mean to be a casino? it came down to the point where I think the folks that were in charge of shepherding this thing through thought, you know, it was going to go through, you know, fully go through and made, you know, carve outs for the casinos, and were so concerned that that deal would fall through that they wouldn't even allow in committee or on the floor amendments to the bill to be considered. At the time, I had an amendment to allow for a legal smoking room. And, you know, it changed over the 10 years. You know, the debate,
mm-hmm.
you know, changed from, well, you have a right to either go into a bar or not. So, you know, if you don't like to smoke, you don't have to go in there. You know, mm-hmm. whether or not shrewdly or just something that swept across the state or across the country, they started going to, well, the poor workers, and, you know, they don't have a choice. You know, they can't leave. So
mm-hmm.
the debate, I think, kind of was switched within Lansing, and, you know, we have to save the workers.
Well,
mm-hmm. so in terms of what I did with my amendment, looking at, you know, how the debate was being focused was, you know, if we separate the smokers from the non-smokers, and we're not talking about a smoking area where you have half walls. It would have to be, you know, floor to ceiling with a separate ventilation such that the smoke could not permeate into the other areas of the establishment.
I see.
No worker would be allowed to go into the legal smoking room, and the smoking room would have to close an hour before the end of normal business to allow it to thoroughly ventilate out before the worker, you know, went into the room. So
mm-hmm.
in talking with members of the committee, I felt I had the votes, but I was never given the opportunity to ever get an up or down on that amendment.
I see. We only have about 30 seconds left, but I do want to ask you then, what are bar owners then calling for? Allow smoking outside, allow this type of a smoking room then?
Well, bottom line, they want a complete repeal.
Okay, that is almost likely definitely not going to happen, though. Is that a pretty good guess?
Well, that's what I've you know, told them. I doubt that's in the cards. But you know what? Everybody has to do what they've just done in my own district for myself and Senator Hopgood. Is the individual bar owners and their employees mm-hmm. need to contact the representatives and their state senators and let them know. You know, that they're not pleased and that this has forced people out of work.
Any chance Republicans are going to take this legislation up or consider revisiting this ban?
I see, you know, Representative Jones. I see Representative Pavlo and six other representatives that or senators that have signed on to what is almost identical to my bill over in the Senate. So in all likelihood, this will probably be, and I know Chairman Hugh Crawford, you know, will be taking up my bill, but I hope to see some action on this in the fall and actually, you know, go back and revisit this and make some common sense adjustments so that mm-hmm. the business impact and the negative impacts that weren't anticipated can be mitigated.
Democratic State Representative Doug Geis. Doug, thank you very much for joining me.